Dr. Saber getting off a note on patient Lamar Pitre, L-A-M-A-R-P-I-T-R-E. Date of birth is 11-22-1980. Date of service 3-13-2024. The flag of the patient is 43-year-old African American patient with past medical history, significant 4. 1. Advanced congestive heart failure, biventricular, diagnosed around 2 years ago. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 for 10 years. Next, chronic kidney disease, currently stage 5. Next, patient is being seen at the Houston Methodist Transplant Center for a combined heart and kidney transplant evaluation. Period. Past surgical history includes the AICD placement and EP study, the paragraph allergies, normal allergies, social history. Patient is married, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He works at MD Anderson, the police department. Family history: father died from lung cancer, grandfather had heart disease, mother died with some complications of end-stage renal disease, had diabetes, one of the factors. He had 3 brothers and 1 sister, 1 brother has diabetes. Review of symptoms: disease, no headache, no stroke, no breath, no chest pain, and no. He does complain of intermittent claudications, period. Denies any heartburn or nausea or vomiting or abdominal pain. Denies any nocturia. He has complete gut entry. Leg swelling is positive, period. Paragraph. Immunizations: he received 2 shots of the COVID vaccine. COVID-19 vaccine, gene editing therapy, period. Current medications include amlodipine, bimetonide, carvedilol, Jardiance, hydralazine, isosorbide, period. Paragraph on physical exam. Vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupil glandular access light, pale conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no surgical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, positive jugular venous distension bilaterally. He does have a lipoma of the occipital region of his head, period. Next up, the stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, no friction. Her lungs decreased by sounds bilaterally, no crackles, heart abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no carrying rebound or rigidity. Extremities, it has 2 to 3 plus pitting edema in the lower extremities up to the thighs. Skin, no skin rash, not in neuro exam, is not focal. Investigation is available to me from 3-12-2024, sodium 143, potassium 5, chloride 114, total CO2 18, BUN 66, creatinine 5.09, estimated GFR is 14 milliliters per minute, glucose 157, albumin is 3.2, AST 18, AT 23, total bilirubin 0.7, BNP was 7866, period. White count 7.29, hemoglobin 9.2, MCV 81.6, platelet count 191, period, last A1C from December 2023, 7.4, period, TSH from December is 3.76, period, urinalysis from December shows 3 plus protein, period. Ultrasound of the kidneys done in December shows right kidney 12.1 centimeter, normal echogenicity, no massive calcification or hydronephrosis. Left kidney is 12.3 centimeter, normal echogenicity, no massive calcification or hydronephrosis. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 5, likely combination of underlying diabetic nephropathy and cardiorenal syndrome. Patient will need dialysis soon because of his massive volume overload. At the current time, he wants to delay dialysis as much as we can. We're going to optimize his diuretic therapy. It's to continue doing 4 mg of Umax twice a day. We're going to add metolazone 5 mg 30 minutes prior to Umax. He's going to see heart failure team next week for the evaluation. We'll get another set of labs at that time to check on his kidney function. But he is heading for dialysis. There's no doubt that it may be needed to help his current situation with volume overload. Next diagnosis is
anemia, most likely of chronic kidney disease. We are going to assess his iron source. We're going to start him on 4B plus. He will need ESA therapy if iron source are depleted. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently controlled with diet. To recheck his hemoglobin A1C. Next, biventricular failure. Secondary to cardiomyopathy. Heart failure team is following closely. He is being evaluated for a heart transplant period. Paragraph. Patient is going to be seen in 2 weeks in my office for further follow-up and to discuss the workup. Paragraph and report. Thanks.